song, but since it's so, I thought you ought to know. I love you madly. Better fish are in the sea. Is not the theory for me, and that's for sure. Just like I said before, I love you madly. If you could see the happy you and me, I dream about so proudly. You know the breath of spring that makes me sing my love song so loudly. Good things come to those who wait, so just relax and wait for fate to let me see the day you'll say to me, I love you madly. But since it's so, I thought you ought to know I love you madly. And that's for sure, just like I said before, I love you madly. If you could see the happy you and me, I dream about so proudly. You know the breath of spring that makes me sing my love song so loudly.
Gerald there, and love you madly, and a warm welcome to the program. Roy Begley with you with Begley at Night for the next 2 hours. All the usual things in all the usual places, but the program is slightly bit different outside of that, because all of the music between all of the other things in all the usual places is either going to be Ella Fitzgerald or this guy.
Thank you. I heard her say just so, shantelabai. That means in Creole, sing 'em low. I like that pretty word, shantelabai. She likes her blues played sweetly and slow. Oh, shantelabai. I can't forget that serenade. And if you listen to me just a while, I'll try to sing for you just what she said. Oh, in the morning, baby, just for day. In the morning, just for day. Oh, in the morning, just for day. New Orleans, hey, hey. Oh, in the morning, baby, just for day. Oh, in the morning, just for day. Oh, in the morning, baby, just for day. I'll come to get you and take you away. Just for day, I'll come to get you and take you away, far, far away, shantelabai, far, far away, shantelabai.
I think it's got something about singing in the bath, something like that, shantelabai. Anyway, Nankengol. And this program basically is brought to you by Trish in Portsmouth and David in Shepherd's Bush. Dave is on the Ella Fitzgerald side, and Trish is on the Nat King Cole side, and I've chosen music that they've either requested in the past or that I think they will like. So either way, it's a winner, quite frankly. To take us up to our first segment, which is Bing and singing, here's Bing with Ella Fitzgerald, and it's not Constantinople or even Constantinople, but it is Istanbul.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Been a long time gone, oh Constantinople, still is Turkish delight on a moonlight night.
Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople.
So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. But why they changed it, I can't say. People just liked it better that way.
Take me back to Constantinople.
Oh, no, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Why did Constantinople get the word?
That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Istanbul was
Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople. Been a long time gone, old Constantinople.
Still it's Turkish delight on a moonlight night.
Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, not Constantinople.
So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul.
Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
How won't you take me back to Constantinople?
No, you can't go back to Constantinople. Now it's Istanbul, not Constantinople.
How why did Constantinople get to work?
That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Nobody's business but the Turks.
Beautiful, Bing Crosby and Ella Fitzgerald, Istanbul, but not Constantinople. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me here, RB, on Angel Radio. And now it's time for our first segment, and it's where Bing Crosby, on his own, usually sings three songs back to back to back. First one he's going to be singing with the Mills Brothers, but the other two is going to do on his own. And to start off this little merry medley of Crosby, all I have to do is to say two very simple words. Bing, sing.
Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is and you know her, show her to me. Dinah, got those Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze to the eyes of Dinah Lee. Every night, why do I shake with fright? 'Cause my dynamite change your mind about me. Oh, Dinah, should you wander to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there is, then you know it, show it to me. Dinah, where the Dixie eyes blazing, I would love sitting gazing to the eyes of Dinah Lee. My Dinah, every night, why should I shake with fright? Because my Dinah might change your mind about me. Dinah, if you wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Dinah. Every night, why do I shake with fright? 'Cause my dynamite changed your mind about me.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Send it.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Snag it.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Ah, tell it.
The name of this song is Dinah.
Dinah, wandered to China, state of Carolina.
There is and you know where I would like to have you. Show it to me, Dinah. Got those Dixie eyes blazing. I would love to sit and gaze in to the eyes of Dinah Lee.
Oh, Dinah, should you wander to China, would give me an ocean liner just to be with Dinah Lee.
I don't want you, but I hate to lose you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I forgive you, 'cause I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I'd ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Deep blue sea. I'd ought to cross you off my list, but when you come knocking at my door, fate seems to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. Ooh, I should hate you, but I guess I love you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Gigi, am I a fool without a mind? Or have I merely been too blind to realize? Oh, Gigi, why you've been growing up before my eyes? Gigi, you're not at all that funny, awkward little girl I knew. Oh no, overnight there's been a breathless change in you. Oh Gigi, while you were trembling on the brink, was I out yonder somewhere blinking at a star? Oh Gigi, have I been standing up too close or back too far? When did your sparkle turn to fire and your warmth become desire? Oh, what miracle has made you the way you are.
Well, the last two there, Bing Crosby was singing with Buddy Cole in the last one with Buddy Cole's orchestra, and in the middle one with his trio. Well, they were beautiful, weren't they? Gigi. And before Gigi, we had Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, been there many a time. And we started off with Dinah, where Bing Crosby was singing with the Bills Brothers. And if you fancy some more Bing Crosby, well, tune in same time next week, and you'll definitely hear three songs from Bing Crosby. Usually we might play another one a little bit later on, but all of the other music outside of our specials are supplied by either Nat King Cole or Ella Fitzgerald. It's simple as that. Sorry, I'm sort of like waffling a bit because I'm trying to work out the German on the song from Holger's house this week. Good morning, Holger. I hope you're well. And the singer is Renata Müller, and I think the song is called Ich bin ja heute so glücklich. I think.
Thank you. welcher Geburtstag heut, was ist denn heut bloß los? Weil ich lache, lachen alle Leute, was machen die für dumme Sachen? Alle Sorgen sind mit einmal futsch, als ob es so sein müsste. Und mir ist das doch mit einem Mutsch, mein Herz im Himmel ist. Ich bin ja heut so glücklich, so glücklich, so glücklich. Ich fühl mich augenblicklich so glücklich wie noch nie. Ich könnt vor Glück zerspringen, zerspringen, zerspringen.
Song. I don't think I pronounced that even remotely correctly. Ich bin ja heut so glücklich, so glücklich, so glücklich. Yeah, I can definitely get into it. Holger, thank you so much for that. Really did enjoy that a great deal. And we'll have another song from Holger's house around about the same time next week. And time now for some more music. Let's see, I think it's now time for Nat King Cole. Yeah, it is.
Boom, 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 boom. Wah, wah, ooh, wah, 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 ooh, wah, wah, wah. Wah, wah, ooh, wah, 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 ooh, wah, wah, wah.
I'd like to love you every day, if I may.
If I may.
And dream dreams of you every night, if I might.
If I might.
And if I may, I'd like to say I wish that you were mine. If I had you, all I would do is adore you all of the time. I'd like to tell you of your charms every day, if I may. I'd like to hold you in my arms every night, if I might. You're the object of my affections, and if you have no objections, I'd like to love you night and day, if I may.
I'd like to love you every day, if I may. And dream dreams of you every night, if I might. And if I may, I'd like to say I wish that you were mine. If I had you, all I would do is adore you all the time.
I'd like to tell you of your charms every day, if I may. I'd like to hold you in my arms every night, if I might. You're the object of my affections, and if you have no objections, I'd like to love you night and day, if I may.
Goal, and if I may, got another song coming up from Ella Fitzgerald, and then we will have Beagle's Big Three, and it's going to be a fun one, I think, this morning as well. Somebody who we've not had in Beagle's Big Three before. I'll tell you who it is right after this. Her best song. It's just so beautiful, and I listen to all of this stuff, and I can never make up my mind, because I just decide something is really the best, and then something comes along which is even besterer, if such a word existed. Ella Fitzgerald and Blue Moon here on Angel Radio. Once over, a good morning to Alice down there in Bristol, southwest England. Hello, Alice. I hope you are well. She says, I don't think you've ever played Nat Ganella in Beagle's Big Three, although you have played him on the program, because I've heard you play him, and I wonder if you could possibly find room to play these three songs, because he's absolutely brilliant. Alice, you're correct, he is, and I can. Here we go. Thank you.
whole day through. Just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. Georgia on my mind, Georgia, Georgia. A song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. Other arms reach out to me, other eyes smile tenderly. Still in peaceful dreams I see the road lead back to you, Georgia, Georgia. No peace I find, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind. I don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather since my gal and I ain't together. It keeps raining all the time. Oh, now life is bare, gloom and misery everywhere. Stormy weather, I just can't get my poor self together. I'm weary all the time, the time. So weary all the time. Now when she went away, the blues walked in and met me. If she stays away, old rocking chair will get me. All I do is pray the Lord above will let me walk in the sun once more. I can't go on, everything I had is gone. Stormy weather since my gal and I ain't together. Keeps raining all the time, all the time. Thank you.
stuff. Alice, thank you so much. That was Nat Ganella. And we heard Tiger Rag, Stormy Weather, and Georgia on My Mind. Three great songs. And I was just reading about Nat. I really had a very busy and professional career, which went back to 1924. And it was still going on about 50 years later as well. He supposedly retired on his 65th birthday, but I don't think he ever did. Played with the greats, Boosie and Hawks Loosto, Roy Fox, Billy Cotton, Al Boley as well in films, and lots of other stuff. So Alice, thank you so much for reminding us just how good Nat Ganella was. He died in Gosport on the 6th of August 1998, just a stone's throw away from Angel Towers. Alice, again, my thanks. Really did enjoy that immensely. And if you would like to be the purveyor of next week's Beatles Big Three, then do please just drop me a line, roy@angelradio.uk. Let me know the artist. And if you want to choose the songs, that's fine. If you want me to choose them, that's fine as well. And if you don't have access to email, then just call the office. You can either leave a message on the answer machine during non-office hours, or much more fun, talk to the reception staff and just ask them if they would pass your message on to me for Beagle's Big Three, with again the artist and the songs, and they will be only too pleased to do so. Are you listening to Angel Radio? Roy Beagle with you, and let's see, I think it's going to be This Week Back Then. First up on This Week Back Then, in fact, on this very day in 1407, John the Fearless, Duke of Burgundy, and Louis of Valois, Duke of Orléans, agreed to a truce. But Burgundy would kill Orléans 3 days later, so it didn't last long. Also on this very day, back in 1805, Beethoven's only opera, Fidelio, premiered in Vienna. And once again, on this day back then, on this very day in 1947, a couple got married.
Homage and rejoicing, side by side with glowing pageantry, marked Britain's greatest royal occasion since the coronation. Huge crowds greeted the first royal procession from the palace, with Her Majesty the Queen and Princess Margaret in the leading coach. Down the mall at Marlborough House, a further procession was headed by Queen Mary, a gracious and regal figure. Over at another royal home, Kensington Palace, the bridegroom, now created Duke of Edinburgh, was ready to make an early start. As it happened, it was a little too early. So, after a joke with the onlookers, the bridegroom, with his best man, the Marquis of Milford Haven, returned indoors until the appointed hour. And now, back at Buckingham Palace, with the crowds at the peak of expectation, came the long-awaited cavalcade. Riding in the Irish state coach, His Majesty the King and Her Royal Highness the Bride, for the sovereign's escort of household cavalry, magnificent in full dress. Another shining chapter was added to the Abbey's ancient history as the bride and groom plighted their troth one to another. Two names in the Abbey register, Elizabeth and Philip. Two happy young people whose story has captured the imagination of the world.
Oh, a nice happy day for those two people this week back then, but not for Sir Walter Raleigh, who this week in 1603 was put on trial for treason. And in 1962, President John F. Kennedy dedicated Washington Dulles Airport, serving the Washington, D.C. region.
The first airport specifically built for the jet age is dedicated near the nation's capital. Dulles International Airport is served by mobile lounges that transfer passengers from the terminal building to their planes, often a mile away. Costing $250,000, these buses snuggle right up to the plane to discharge their passengers.
And staying with aviation, in 1968 this week, British European Airways introduced the BAC 111 into commercial service. And talking of firsts, in 1493, Christopher Columbus first sighted the island that we now know as Puerto Rico. And of course, this week back then also included November the 22nd, 1963. Showing on television at the time, on CBS at any rate, was As the World Turns.
And now, for the next 30 minutes, As the World Turns.
Things would soon change.
For viewers of the CBS soap opera, As the World Turns, first word came at about 1:40 p.m. Eastern Time. It happened too quickly for cameras to be in place.
And I gave it a great deal of thought, Grandpa.
Here is a bulletin from CBS News. In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
Then it was back to the soap opera, but not for long. Soon after, Walter Cronkite was back, reporting from the CBS newsroom, complete with rotary telephones and wire machines.
This picture has just been transmitted by wire. It is a picture taken just a moment or two before the incident. If you can zoom in with that camera, we can get a closer look at this picture.
And almost exactly 1 hour after his initial bulletin, this now famous announcement.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
The newsman America trusted, Walter Cronkite. Also happening this week, back then in 1890, King William III of the Netherlands died without a male heir, and a special law was passed to allow his daughter Princess Wilhelmina to succeed him. And this week back then, in 1869, in Dumbarton, Scotland, the Clipper Cutty Sark was launched. And in 1979, this week back then, Juan Carlos is declared King of Spain following the death of Francisco Franco. So let's take a turn now and take a look at what was on television. On BBC One, Friday the 20th of November, 1964. And at 5:05, it was Cracker Jack with Leslie Crowther, Peter Glaze, Pip Hinton, Gillian Comber and Harold Taylor. Junior Points of View was on at 5:50, the news at 5:50. And at 6:05, it was Town and Around, presented by Michael Aspel. Gardening Club with Percy Thrower at 6:30. And at 5:07, it was Tonight with Cliff Mitchell-Moore, with Alan Wicker, Fife Robertson, Trevor Philpott, and loads of other people. At 7:30, it was Compact, and at 8:00, Sykes and the Bird, with Eric Seitz, of course, and Hattie Jakes, with Fabia Drake, John Arnett, Bill Treacher, Ray Brown, Stuart Sanders, and Lionel Wheeler. At the Tower Blackpool Circus, or yes, that's right, the Tower Circus Blackpool, and right way round eventually, was on at 8:25, with an excerpt from the 1964 show. Lots of people were in it, including the Two Hellos, Bart Shelley, and the Four Rodriguez. At 9:15, it was the news, and at 9:25, it was R3, Ministry of Research Centre, number 3, A State of Anxiety. It was a drama programme written by N.J. Crisp, and it starred John Robinson, Elizabeth Sellers, and Richard Wordsworth. At 10:40, not so much a programme, more a way of life, with David Frost, P.J. Kavanagh, and Willie Rushton. News Extra at 11:25, and the weather was at 11:25, and then BBC One closed down for the rest of the day. And if you popped into your local record store this week back then in 1952 and said, "Oi, Oscar, give me the latest number one," it would have been the first number one, and it was this.
Here is my heart.
always be mine and stay here in my heart. Say that you care, take this heart I give gladly. Sure.
Actually, for the whole of the rest of 1952, was of course Al Martino and Here in My Heart. And the charts, I think, were invented second week of November, and he just basically topped the chart for November and December, and then of course all started going crazy in 1953. But they go in, of course, a very busy period of time in history this week back then. Thank you. You're listening to Beagle at Night with me, RB. We got a really nice piece coming up for you at the top of the hour in a little bit of Posh, but before then I think it's back to Nat King Cole.
If I had to choose just one day,
if I had to choose just one day to last my whole life through, it would surely be that Sunday, the day that I met you. Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer was a-coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together, I could almost hear them whisper, go on, kiss her, go on and kiss her. If I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started. Darling, it would be when you smiled at me that way, that Sunday, that summer.
Newborn whippoorwills were calling from the hills. Summer was a coming in, but fast. Lots of daffodils were showing off their skills. Nodding all together,
if I had to choose one moment to live within my heart, it would be that tender moment, recalling how we started.
Darling, it would be when you smiled at me
that way, that Sunday, that summer.
If I had to choose just one day.
Beautiful, Nat King Cole, That Sunday, That Summer. It was written by one of the same guys that wrote What a Wonderful World. Good song, that one. And that was the version. It got the highest chart, of course, by Nat King Cole. Lots of other people have sung it, including people like Kathy Lee Gifford. Well, okay, we won't go there, but you know me. We're already, 55 minutes into the programme. I haven't even asked you how you are this week. It's been such a busy programme, so how are you? I've had a busy week myself, but all in all, not bad, can't grumble. And, of course, next week is Thanksgiving, so I'm going to be doing all the cooking for that. And I've got a nice menu as well, I think, cooked up. Well, not cooked up yet, but it will be cooked up. I've got a nice menu planned for that. But no, it's been a quiet week, which is good. It's sort of like the way that I like them. You just get to a certain age, don't you? This is Ella Fitzgerald once again. And Do I Love You?
Do I love you? The sun should desert the day, what would life be? Will I leave you never? Could the ocean leave the shore? Will I worship you forever? Just as you love me.
Listen to that, and I think, that's just as good as Blue Moon, and it may be better. I can't figure it out. I really can't. Ella Fitzgerald, for me, is just the best. It's as simple as that. Nice song, though, wasn't it? Do I Love You, from Ella Fitzgerald. You're listening to Beagley at Night here on Angel Radio with me, RB, and we are broadcasting in Havant and the surrounding area on FM 98.6, and you can also find us on the internet and possibly on DAB as well, and you can get all of the latest information for listening there at angelradio.co.uk, and we're also on another FM frequency somewhere else, but I can't quite remember where it is, so I won't confuse the matter. But if you go to the Angel Radio website, you will certainly get the information. Time now for a little bit of Posh, and I've been looking forward to this because it's from one of my favorite composers, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. It features the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields with James Galway and Marissa Robles, and Neville Mariner, of course, is conducting the Academy, and it is the Concerto for Flute and Harp in C major, and it is the second movement, the Andantino. It must be as marvellous to play in that piece of music as it is to listen to it. Beautiful concerto for flute and harp in C major, and that was the second movement for the Andantino, written of course by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. Marisa Robles was playing the harp, a wonderful Spanish harpist, and the flute was played by James Galway, who's got a birthday coming up, I think, in a couple of weeks' time. Neville Mariner was waving the stick at the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, and I think he did a pretty good job. We'll have another piece of posh around about the same time next week, all being well. Coming up right now, however, and we're only 42 seconds late, it can't be bad, it's Day at Night.
I was never spellbound by a starry sky. What is there to moonglow when love has passed you by? Then there came a midnight and the world was new. Now here am I, so spellbound, by stars, just by you. At last, my love has come along. My lonely days are over. And life is like a song. Ah, at last. The skies above are blue. My heart was wrapped in clover. The night I look at you, I found a dream that I can speak to, a dream that I can call my own. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill I've never known. You smiled, and then the spell was cast, and here we are in heaven, for you are mine. I found a thrill to press my cheek to, a thrill I've never known. You smile, and here we are in heaven, for you are mine at last. must it be forever inside of me? Why can't I let it go? Why can't I let you know? Why can't I let you know the song my heart would sing? That beautiful rhapsody of love and youth and spring. The music is sweet, the words are true, the song is you.
Same time next week. Now, here's some Nat King Cole.
Time and the river will bring my love to me. If I must, I'll wait forever by the river that took her to the sea. Here by the river, we loved, we laughed, we cried. But with time, my love, my darling,
left my arms and was gone with the tide. How long I've been lonely, star of love, shine bright. I need her, oh, lead her to my arms. Time and the river, how swiftly they go by. But my heart will beat for no other till time stands still and the river runs dry. Time and the river, how swiftly they go by. But my heart will beat for no other till time stands still and the river runs dry.
Nat King Cole and Time and the River. Here's Ella Fitzgerald. Ella Fitzgerald for you right now with Rock of Ages Cleft for Me.
Rock of Ages, cleft for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side, which flowed, be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power.
While I draw this fleeting breath, when mine eyes shall close in death,
when I soar to worlds unknown, see the young, the judgment throne. Rock of Ages, cleft for me.
Falling leaves drift by the window. The autumn leaves of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall,
you went away. The days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Phillips. For most people, a career in the Royal Navy is an opportunity to find adventure in the service of one's monarch and the flag. CPO Pertwee, however, has always regarded it more as a heaven-sent opening for commercial enterprise and personal profit. Usually he has a reasonable lead or an unshakable alibi, but at this moment he is only just ahead at the stores. Any second now, his dream of a gamble giving him a rich future is going to turn into a nightmare.
Hello, Ship Stores here. Abel Seaman Johnson speaking. On the other hand, if it's the police, MI5 or Captain Povey, sorry, wrong number.
Orphis, this is Ebenezer Pertwee.
Oh, hello, Nunky. Here, what are you about to do us for, then?
Johnsy there. I've got a hot tip from an auctioneer.
Oh, one moment, please. I'll see if he's in. Chief, is your Uncle Ebenezer? Are you in?
Come on, give us the phone.
Hello, Nunky, you old fool, as auntie.
Too flaming accurate. But when I chucked me elastic-sided boot at her, she saw it coming, so it hit the wall, bounced back and hit me. I should never have let her have those National Health glasses.
Yeah, in the old days. Yeah, the old days, she always knew who hit her, but she never knew what with. Leastways, not until it landed. Here, what's all this about an auction, then?
I thought that'd get you going. Here, I've found a bargain for you.
Come on, Unky. Took me 2 years to flog the last bargain you found for me. 15 crates of tomato soup with no labels on them. They turned out to be tins of glue.
That'd be jolly good glue.
Yeah, it was also lousy soup.
Now, well, this is different. I happen to know I can get lot 23. A large quantity of high-class scrap metal for 15 quid, and it could be worth hundreds. You lend me 15 quid.
The deal's off. Goodbye.
No. Wait a minute. You put up the 15 quid, I'll bid for it at the auction, and when you've flogged it, you pay me 10% of the profit. Hello? Johnsy? Oi! Are you there? Yeah, hello, Johnsy. What are you doing, boy?
Trying to resist it.
You'll make a fortune.
Ah, all right. I'll give in. You can have the 15 quid. Here, have lot 23 delivered to the dockyard, and it's a deal.
Good lad.
Johnson?
Yes, Chief?
Look, nip round the dockyard to see if you can find a corner of one of the warehouses that everybody's forgotten about.
Oh, have you got to go into hiding from the Rossers again, then?
I certainly have not.
Oh, I thought you had. I remember what happened last time. I had to keep bringing you the latest reports on the police activity and shout them through the keyhole of that little wooden hut on number 4 jetty.
Johnson.
And if they'd ever found you were in there, that'd have been another charge and all, because that little wooden hut's for officers only, you know.
Johnson, I'm not on the run from the Rossers. Leastways, no more than usual. Look, I'm looking for somewhere to dump a load of high-class scrap metal for a bit.
Aye, aye. Hard luck, Admiral. He's been on your roof and nicked your lead again.
No, I blame him. Well, I've not. Besides, I've already had it all. What I'm looking for is a tiny, tiny heady hole for lot 23, you see. Some auctioneers will be delivering it in a few days. Nunky's arranging it all.
Nunky is?
Yeah, Nunky is.
Oh, well, in that case, while I'm looking for a tiny, tiny hidey hole, I'd better make sure the little wooden hut on number 4 jetty's vacant and all, hadn't I?
Johnson, a great big fat pudge figure. I can assure you that if anybody is going to end up in that little wooden hut, it's going to be you. And what I shout at you through the keyhole won't be the latest news. It'll be a right mouthful of coarse chit-chat and vulgar verbosities. Now, flutter off and find me a hardy hole for lot 23 before it arrives.
Aye, aye, Chief, but you're a rotten, or have I mentioned it before? You are, you know, you're a rotten. And a rotten who's a rotten with it sort of rotten at that.
Johnson.
That's me.
Vanish.
I've gone. Good morning.
good morning, one. You wanted the sea, sir, number me.
Oh, dear, it's going to be one of those sort of days. Come, Phillips, mister, in.
Lummy, I'm infectious.
Don't be ridiculous. Who'd want to catch you?
I've had my moments. I could name a few, if asked.
Well, you're not going to be. Sit down, shut up, and listen.
What, in that order?
In that order.
Aye, aye, sir.
Now, have you seen anything of the chief in the past 2 days?
Personally, no, sir. No, sir, now that you come to mention it. Not a thing.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. Neither have I. He's at it again.
At it?
I know the signs. Whenever Pertwee is involved in a dodgy old bit of dealing, he disappears for days on end.
Really? That's funny. I'd never noticed that.
Well, let's face it, Mr. Phillips, the last time you noticed anything was when your rattle fell over the side of your pram.
How did you know about that? Oh, sir. You must have been that old gentleman that picked it up. I was trying to throw it at Nanny, actually.
Oh, I take it your aim then was about as good as your navigation is now.
You've been talking to Nanny.
No, no, just a shot in the dark. Anyway, read the signal. I imagine it was originally a telegram, but it came through the radio, and naturally a copy came to me. Here you are. New readers begin here.
The CPO Pertwee Esquire... Pertwee Enterprises, Portsmouth Dockyard. Please accept notification of delivery of lot 23 at 11:15 hours on Tuesday morning. Stop. Signed, Gigglesburg, Acne and Throgmorton Auctioneers. Tuesday morning? Lummy, that's today. Whatever did Pertwee bid for?
Exactly. He's at it again.
Well, if Gigglesburg, Acne and Throgmorton considered it was necessary to send him a telegram to advise him of delivery, it must have been something pretty I don't think I feel very well.
Well, don't expect any sympathy, because I haven't felt very well ever since this signal arrived. The awful suspense is that we don't know what it is he's bid for.
Cool. You don't think it could be another load of that tomato glue soup, do you?
I trust not. One mouthful of that and everybody aboard set. Doing rounds of the ship was like strolling round Madame Tussauds. Nobody moved.
We did eventually. At the rush.
Oh, quite. No, frankly, until we find out just what it is Pertwee has bought, I intend to eat out.
You're absolutely right, sir. With a signal like that about, a chap can't even trust his elevenses.
I rather wish you hadn't said that. I've just drunk mine. Perhaps I'd better keep walking about.
Oh, I shouldn't worry, sir. It's hardly likely to be coffee. It's much more likely to be something he can swing on us at a main meal, like breakfast. Do you mind if I walk about with you, sir?
Please do. What's the time now?
10 past 11.
You come in.
Excuse me, Gov. Name of Coggins. I'm looking for a Mr. CPO Pertwee Esquire.
Would you be anything to do with Messrs. Gigglesburg, Acne and Throgmorton?
The same, Gov. I've got this delivery note for Mr. Pertwee to sign.
Ah, well, perhaps we could sign it.
Sorry, Gov. Firm's orders. Must have the signature of the actual party.
Pity.
Yes. Well, in that case, I think you'll find the actual party in the stores. It's the fourth door along.
Oh, thanks, Guy.
I suppose you wouldn't care to tell us what it is that Mr. Pertwee has acquired?
No, can't be done, Gov. More than me job is worth. I mean, we've got to think of me wife and kids, haven't we?
Have we? I don't see why. I've never even met them.
Oh, shut up. It's the fourth door along.
Thank you, Gov.
Well, that's that. We shall just have to wait until the actual party tells us what he's done, I suppose.
Yes, Gov. Sir.
Well, there you go, and we will continue that around about the same time next week. And before that, of course, was the Navy Luck, by the way, from 1969. And before that, we had Autumn Leaves from Nat King Cole and Rock of Ages from Ella Fitzgerald, and of course, Time and the River from Nat King Cole. So let's see, we had Nat, Ella, and Nat, which means it must be time for Ella. Here she is in Vermont. In the moonlight.
Mm-hmm.
sycamore, moonlight in Vermont. I see finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow. They sing down the highway and travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze, wobbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in Vermont. You and I.
Fitzgerald on her own there. She had actually recorded that with Louis Armstrong a couple of years before. I think that came from 1960, and the other version with Louis Armstrong came from about 1956. But a beautiful, beautiful version of that song, and over 500 different recordings of that as well. First one came out in November 1944. Billy Butterfield and his orchestra with a vocal by Margaret Whiting. Might be interesting to hear that at some point. Time now for Nat King Cole again. We've only got about 120, take a one, run one, 18 and a half minutes to go, so we've got a few more songs that we can fit in, which is rather nice. This is A Blossom Fell.
A blossom fell from off a tree. It settled softly on the lips you turned to me. The gypsies say, and I know why, a falling blossom only touches lips that lie. A blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me, you said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the night a blossom fell and touched two lips that lied. ¶¶
blossom fell, and very soon I saw you kissing someone new beneath the moon. I thought you loved me, you said you loved me. We planned together to dream forever. The dream has ended, for true love died the night a blossom fell and touched two lips that lied.
Cole with his version of A Blossom Fell. The song was released in February 1955. The previous month in January, Dickie Valentine had his version, and that was a hit. And also in February, Ronnie Hilton recorded it with Frank Cordell and his orchestra, and he had a hit with it as well. A very popular song in 1955 alone. Johnny Desmond also recorded it, as did Tony Bennett and Vera Lynn. And then nobody recorded it for 4 years. How weird is that? But rather nice. I always associate that song with Nat King Cole, although I would like to hear the version by Ronnie Hilton, because that does sound somewhat good.
On your old Valve Wireless and your new digital radio. Good morning. This is Angel Radio.
Hi, my name is Thomas, and you're listening to my uncle on Angel Radio.
And I think you need some steamer heat.
I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I can't get warm without your hand to hold. The radiator's hissing, still I need your kissing to keep me from freezing each night. I got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love to keep away the cold. They told me to shove more coal in the boiler. They told me to shove more coal in the boiler. They told me to shove more coal in the boiler. But that don't do no good. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. They told me to pour some more oil in the burner. But that don't do no good. I gotta shove more coal in the boiler. I gotta shove more coal in the boiler. I gotta shove more coal in the boiler. But that don't do no good. Shovel, keep shoveling. Shove more coal in the boiler. More coal in the boiler. But that don't do no good. To keep me from freezing each night. Got a hot water bottle, but nothing I got'll take the place of you holding me tight. I got steam heat, I got steam heat, I got steam heat, but I need your love. Oh. Yes, I need your love real bad.
I have to do it. Ella Fitzgerald and Steam Heat. Now, there are some songs that you just know by literally the first couple of notes, and this particular song is definitely one of them.
Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with the mystic smile. Is it only 'cause you're lonely they have blamed you for that Mona Lisa strangeness in your smile? Do you smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art? Smile to tempt a lover, Mona Lisa. Or is this your way to hide a broken heart? Many dreams have been brought to your doorstep. They just lie there and they die there. Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Are just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art, Mona Lisa? Mona Lisa.
I sort of feel as though my work here is done. Nat King Cole and Mona Lisa on Angel Radio. But I'm not going to go quite yet, because the next song, well, it's lovely.
Sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse. This verse I've started seems to me the ten antitheses of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. The night is young, the sky
skies are clear. And if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental, 'cause so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemmit, it's deluxe, it's delovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low. Let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilimit, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
It's the song that was first performed by Ethel Merman and Bob Hope. It's still lovely from Cole Porter, of course, sung there by the Bella Ella Fitzgerald. And we've got one more to come from her, and one more to come from Nat King Cole as well. Let True Love Begin.
When you're young, you're afraid of the dark. Then you grow up unafraid of the dark. So darling, when I kiss you and your heart goes in a spin, don't be afraid, let true love begin. Oh, when you're alone, you're afraid that it's true. Love won't come, it won't happen to you. So to let this chance for happiness go by, it would be a sin. Don't be afraid, let true love begin. I know the feeling that you're feeling is new, and your heart still wants to hide this feeling that sends you reeling. I'm feeling too. It's love, it cannot be denied. So take my hand, I'll always be at your side. There's no need for you to hide. So listen to your heart that's telling you from deep within. Don't be afraid, let true love begin. Don't be afraid, let true love begin.
King Cole and Let True Love Begin. And my thanks to Trish in Portsmouth and David in Shepherd's Bush, because it was their requests over the months into the mid-morning show that sort of made us just delve into Ella and Nat in this week's Beagley at Night, and really enjoyed it. So thank you, Dave, and thank you, Trish. And that's just about it. Thank you for listening for the last 2 hours. I'll be back around about the same time next week when we get to do it all again, and what it'll be last programme in November, which means Christmas is just around the corner. Oh, yeah. Until next week, have yourselves a good week and a safe weekend from me, RB. I say goodbye and I leave you in the company with the Bella Ella. And God be with you till we meet again. Ta-da.
God be with you till we meet again. By his counsel's guide uphold you. With his sheep securely fold you. God.